jump right in. Let's jump right in. Okay, so the pieces here are selected from, there was a sefer that was put out, I put it in the footnote. There was a yid named Rav Yeshaya Aryeh Dvorkas. Rav Yeshaya Aryeh Dvorkas. So Rav Yeshaya Aryeh, I don't know too much about him. I tried to read up about him a little bit today. So Rav Yeshaya Aryeh and his son, Yehoshua, apparently collected these teachings. It was first published in the 1960s in Eretz Yisrael. I think it was reprinted in the 1970s. And there's also an English edition of it. The whole sefer is available on HebrewBooks.org. So if anyone wants to print out a copy, it's probably not so easy to find in farm stores, although I'm not 100% sure. But it's called Pirkei Avos and Perush HaBaal Shem Tov. Again, obviously it wasn't written by the Baal Shem Tov, but it's collected from Talmid HaBaal Shem Tov, teachings that are mekusher to Pirkei Avos. So since the Rama brings that there's a minhag between Pesach and Shavuos to learn Pirkei Avos, and some learn it even beyond that. So I figured, you know, let's go back to the source. Let's go back to the Baal Shem Tov, and let's get a little bit of his perspective on Pirkei Avos. Okay, so I selected, let's say there's about 30 pieces in the first parak. So I picked out you know, a handful of them for us to learn together. You can see here Vav, Ches, Yud Beis. So I picked out the ones that I felt were the most exciting to me. Doesn't mean they're the most exciting to you, but you let me know. Hey Noam, good to see you. It's been a long time. Welcome.
Hey, Rabbi.
We welcome you to this year. Okay, all right, so let's jump in. Let's start from the beginning. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Now, one of the things I like to remind myself when I learn Pirkei Avos, and the truth is you'll have the opportunity to do it more than I will now, because I'm going to be the Baal Koyrei, and you're going to be able to, you know, be more makabel the words, and I'm the one who's saying the words. So the truth is, maybe we'll do this Vart first, just so you can practice it. B'derech Avoda. On Mishnah Yud Zayin, we'll jump to the end just for a second, just so you understand the message I want to say about, you know, you learn Pirkei Avos. We've all learned the first parak of Pirkei Avos before. We're familiar with the concepts. We know the words. The goal is not just to read through it and review the words. The goal is to actually learn it. Right? It's hard to learn Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Masar Yehoshua. We know the words, so it's hard sometimes to learn it in a fresh way. But one of the nice things that you know, Torah affords us is the opportunity to learn old things in a fresh way. To be able to look at it, and again, just by way of Hakadama, just to remind yourself, even though we know Pirkei Avos, we know the words, but to try to really think about it, try to internalize it a little bit more. But especially in light of this comment of the Baal Shem Tov on Mishnah Yud Zayin, Shimon beno Omer, Shimon the son of Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol yamai gadalti ben hachachamim. My whole life I grew up amongst great people, very wise people. V'lo matzosi laguf tov elashtika. I found nothing better for my body than to be silent. V'lo hamidrash ha'ikar el ha'masa. The main thing is not the learning, but the application, the doing. V'chol amar b'dvar mevichet. And the more a person talks, the more you end up getting yourself into trouble. So the Baal Shem Tov explains that this word chet, kol amar b'dvar mevichet, the more a person speaks, the more a person comes to sin, the word chet doesn't only have to be understood as sinning. The word chet in Tzavos Rivash, which is where this quote is from, it explains, the Baal Shem Tov explained that chet is perish chisaron. Chet sometimes means to be lacking, to miss the mark. If you look in Shoftim Perachaf, it talks about the archers of Binyamin, of Shevet Binyamin. And they were so capable that the Pasuk says that they were koleya el hasa'ara velo yachati. That they could fire a, you know, an arrow or a slingshot, kolea, they could fire, you know, a rock with their slingshot, el hasa'ara, they could shoot at a hare, velo yachati, and not miss the mark. Yachati. So that shoresh ches, tes, aleph, sometimes means to lack something or to miss the mark. So kol amar bedvar mevichei, the more I speak, the more I miss the mark. Why? Because even when you're talking words of Torah with someone, being quiet and listening, I have a very specific recollection in my life where I was somewhere, where I was with some very fine Bnei Torah, and they were talking about a topic that I had something to contribute, and I made a very conscious effort just to be makabel, just to listen. not to add anything, just to sit there quietly and to be able to receive from other people who are wiser than me and have a lot more to say. Even though I had something smart to say in that conversation. And I remember, I feel like I got so much more out of it because I kept my mouth shut. So even when you're sitting with Bnei Adam, B'chachmas HaTorah, you're sitting with Bnei Torah, people who are talking about meaningful things. When you're quiet, you can actually live the Torah that much more. Why? Listen to what the Baal Shem Tov says. She'yachol b'shtika lachshov b'gdulaso yizbarach shemo. Because when I'm reading this source to you right now, so I have to think about how to explain it, how to translate it. You're able to think about Hashem and to just be able to try to apply it. The same thing is true whenever a person is talking words of Torah. If you're quiet, if you're silent, and you're able to just be able to be meditative on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're able to kasher atzmo bo yisbarach shemo yoser mishikasher es atzmo b'dibor. You're able to be more makusher to Hashem with silence than you're able to be attached to Hashem with speech. So it's a tremendous opportunity when a person has the ability to hear something, to be able to, again, right now I'm trying to figure out how should I give the shir, what should I say, how should I explain it. You have the ability to create a foundation, kind of a baseline, which is what? I want to be close to Hashem. I want to be davuk to Hashem. And as I absorb the ideas, I can try to what? I can try to add them, so to speak, quietly into that experience of dveikus b'Hashem. That's the value of silence. It's so important. It's so important to be able to feel comfortable with silence. You know, to be able to, I see kids walking around the neighborhood all the time. And they can't like walk down the street without their cell phone in their hand. That's sad. We're very uncomfortable by our own silence. To sit quietly. I had a sandwich for lunch today. And I didn't do anything while I was eating it other than think about eating my sandwich. I wasn't on my phone. I didn't have a safer open in front of me. I was trying to embrace the discomfort of just kind of being with Hashem and being with my turkey sandwich with pickles and mustard. I'm going to use a funny word, but it was an emotional experience. I don't know how else to describe it other than being an emotional experience. So there's a lot to gain from silence. A person sometimes misses the mark with too many words. Okay? So anyways, as we go through now, let's just chazer over old ideals. Let's try to feel it in a new way. Okay, let's go back now to Aleph. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe got the Torah Sinai from Sinai. Really? I thought Moshe got the Torah from God. So obviously Moshe got the Torah on Har Sinai. What does it mean Moshe got the Torah miSinai? It says the Baal Shem Tov in the first of the sources. This comes from the Tzafnas Paneach, which was a sefer written by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. By Rav Yaakov Yosef HaKain, on the early Talmid of Hashem. Shamati Peresh HaMishnah Moshe Kibal Torah MeSinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. What does that mean? He asks a very simple question. Baal Shem Tov asks the following question. Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe, I want you to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Who am I to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim? Mi Anochi Ki Eilech. Who am I? I'm not worthy. He refused and he refused and he refused. Chazal say he refused for a whole week. For an entire week, he wouldn't accept Hashem's mission. Well, all of a sudden, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, I want you to go give the Torah to Klai. He said, no problem, I'll do it. So I don't understand. When it came to being the leader of Klai Yisrael, being the Moshiach in Shal Yisrael, you put up a fight, you declared yourself unworthy. All of a sudden, it comes to bringing the greatest gift ever to the world, and you're quick to accept? How could that be? So Baal Shem Tov explained an amazing idea. He said, it must be, al karchach, mishum desavar de'ein ze gedula kiyam shiflas. It must be that what? That Moshe thought he was being selected to bring the Torah to the world because of his lowliness. Moshe said, the Torah is so deep and so profound, and the Torah is so rich, that it could even help a lowly person like myself. Moshe thought he was picked because he was one of Mikol Adam. Hashem wants to show that Torah can even reach the lowest person like a Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? V'haray b'mav shenivcha har Sinai. And Moshe took that message from Sinai itself. L'fishu shafel v'namuch mikol harim. Why was har Sinai selected? It's the lowest. Oh, so Moshe says, why was I selected to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Because I'm the lowest. Now, Most of us think that's impossible. How could Moshe see himself as less than the rest of Klal Yisrael? But he had such eyes and such Avas Yisrael, such an Ayin Tova towards others, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to, in some way, see every Jew as better than himself. So therefore, just like our Sinai was selected because it's so low, Savar Shagam Hu Nivchar Lefishu Shafal Mikol Adam. Moshe thought the same thing about himself. I'm being selected because I'm lower than anyone else. And that's what it means. Moshe Kibal Torah. How did Moshe, right? You'll ask Akasha. How did Moshe accept the Torah so quickly? How is he willing to take such a, what we would consider such a great honor, when he fought Hashem by the burning bush not to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Hainu Mashin Esratza L'Kabal Torah V'lo Chashiv Zeh L'Gedula. That which Moshe accepted the opportunity to bring down the Torah, and he didn't consider it a source of great honor. Kiim l'shiflus v'lamadze mi Sinai. That's what it means. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. He looked at Sinai, saw that Sinai was selected because it was the lowest of the mountains. So too, Moshe says, I'm being selected because I'm the lowest of the people. V'zeh gam ken masha amru chazal. And this also explains another Maamar Chazal. It's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. The Gemara says, Yira l'gabe Moshe milsa zutrasehi. The Pasuk in Chumash says that what is it that Hashem asks from you? Ma Hashem elokecha shol meimach kiyam liyira. All Hashem wants from you is to have yirah shamayim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, all Hashem asks of you? Is yirah such a small thing? And the Gemara answers, yeah, for Moshe it was a small thing. So what does that do with me? That's a different question for another time. But why was yirah so small to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was Yirah Shemayim such a small thing to Moshe Rabbeinu? So he explains, Ki Moshe nolad b'schar ha-yirah. Moshe was born in the merit of the Yirah she-yiru ha-miyaldos ha-se-elokim. Right? Why was Moshe saved? Because there were some very God-fearing women who wouldn't kill the baby boys. Then Moshe was saved. Right? Because of the miyaldos, Shifran Pua had Rachmanis and defied the decree of Paro. So Moshe says, wow, I was born in the merit of the Yira of the Mialdos. U'machmas shahaya Moshe shafel ma'od be'enei atzmo. Machmas zeh savar diira milsa zutrasehi. So Moshe, I think he's saying 2 points. He's saying, on the one hand, why did Moshe think Yira was so easy? First of all, I didn't have to work on it. I got it. It was a schus that was given to me because I was born at the hands of two women who were tremendously God-fearing. So it had a hashpa on me automatically. And furthermore, Moshe thought, because he was so humble, he didn't realize that his Yirah Shamayim was a big deal. He's like, what do you mean? Everyone's like this. He couldn't grasp that there were, you know, that the madrega he was on was actually a very lofty level. If you think everyone's better than you, then if this comes easy to me, I'm sure it comes easy to everyone. He didn't realize that it was a chashuv thing. He didn't think it was a big deal. And therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov, what's the takeaway message for us? V'alkein srichen lishmoa divrei Torah u'musar ga mishfal anoshim. V'zeh nishma mi-Moshe kibol Torah mi-Sinai. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu could humble himself before everyone to think that he's bringing the Torah to everyone else just because he's the lowest, and that Moshe Rabbeinu's madregos were nothing so special, and because of that, Moshe was sort of willing to learn from anyone and everyone, to look up to everyone, to try to see good by other Jews. So says, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, says the Tzafnas Paneach, again, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. So we need to do the same. We need to try to listen to Divrei Torah and to take the Musar from even lowly people, to try to be Makabel from everyone. If Moshe was Makabel Torah, because he saw himself as so humble and he learned that lesson from Sinai, so how could we not be the same? How can we not try to look at everyone else in a way as being somewhat greater than myself, somewhat more elevated than myself? Those are the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how we're supposed to see each other. Okay? So Moshe kibel Torah, not, right? But I like the way he poses the question, right? Contrasting Moshe refusing the mission of taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim with Moshe's willingness and readiness to be the transmitter of Torah to the world. Okay? All right, another teaching from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Parshas Devarim, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that there are 50 levels of understanding, 50 gates of Bina, Chamishim Shari Bina, and 50 levels of understanding were given to Moshe, Chosar Achas, minus one. 50 minus one. In other words, Moshe had 49 levels of understanding. Some of us learned this morning that that's part of the idea of the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, striving to be as elevated as we can in wisdom, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, 50 gates of understanding. So why does it say Moshe was given 50 minus 1? Why not say 49? So the Baal Shem Tov explained, Shemati b'shem Marizal, my Rabbi the Baal Shem Tov explained, Tam shenitin rak memtes shari bina l'moshe, v'lo shar hachamishim. Why couldn't Moshe grasp level 50? And we'll see how it connects back to the same theme, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why couldn't, what is level 50 that Moshe couldn't grasp? Baal Shem Tov explained, Ki shar hachamishim hu chozer u'maschil nun sharam l'malamiza. Because level 50 becomes level 1 of the next Madrega up. In other words, level 50 is the realization that when I've completed, so to speak, this cycle, this Madrega of Avodas Hashem, this Madrega of Chachmas Hashem, when I get to the top of that, I reach the bottom of the next rung of the ladder. And it's like Hashem Himself, it's infinite. So level 50 is the realization that when you get to 50, you're actually back to 1. And it goes around and around and around, levels upon levels upon levels. It's an endless spiral of godliness, of Torah. Shara Chamishim is Chozer U'maschil Nun Sharm L'malamiza. Level 50 starts a new cycle of 50. V'chein L'mala Ad Ein Sof. And he says it's similar to Yovel. Kishnas HaChamishim De Yovel Ola L'kan U'lakan. Now that's actually a machlokas Tanayim in the Gemara and the Dharma Daf Samach Aleph. How do you count the 50th year, the Yovel year? The Pashup Shat in the Psukim is like the Chachamim. The Shita of the Chachamim is you count 49 years, seven cycles of seven, and then you make a Yovel year, year 50. And then you start the cycle again, another 49 years, and then year 50. Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting Shita, where Rabbi Yehuda says that year 50 also counts as year 1. That the Yovel year is Ola Lakan Ulakan. It's sort of the end of the cycle, and it's also the beginning of the new cycle. So using that Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Darim Daf Samach Aleph, and other places in Rosh Hashanah also, other places in Shas, so the Baal Shem Tov is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, really attained level 50. But the highest level is realizing that whenever you think you've reached the top, what you do is you say, no, there's an infinite number of levels. When I think I've completed this, you know, course of understanding, so now I enter into this next madrig. I enter a higher yeshiva, and I'm a beginner, and I start over again. And I have the humility to understand that I'm prepared to go. I could just say, I want to be the best. I'd rather be the best over here than be the lowest over here. But Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us that with humility, a Jew always tries to start over. He goes to level 50, which is level 1. That's what it means. 50 levels of understanding were given to Moshe, minus 1. The 50th level is the realization that when you get to 50, you're back to 1. And again, it takes tremendous humility to be the type of person who's always striving to start over and to try to understand deeper. And to humble oneself, to be a beginner. I'd rather be a beginner in a higher Madrega than to be the best of a lower Madrega. Again, that's the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. But however, there's another very important lesson in humility here. And this is really one of the tremendous yesodos of the Baal Shem Tov. He explained it elsewhere as being the sod of Paraduma, but let's learn it here in the context of our Mishnah. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. So the Baal Shem Tov explained the following. Moshe hu b'chinas hadas. Moshe is das. What is das? Chachma bina das. Das serves as sort of a balance between chachma and bina. Das is the ability to what? To be able to take this, you know, disparate parts and to be able to kind of bring it all together. Why is Moshe Das? Again, let's ask ourselves honestly. How could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu saw everyone as better than himself? Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was the greatest Navi ever. Moshe knew how great he was. Come on. He spoke to Hashem pel peh. Could he really deceive himself into thinking he's the lowest? So however, Moshe is the ultimate balance. He's the das, he's the ultimate balance of what? Of humility and confidence. And let's see how that works. And this is really halacha l'maisa. He says, Har Sinai represents two opposites. Har, a mountain, of course, is tremendously tall. A mountain represents gaiva. Sinai represents what? The lowliness. the lowliness. So Har Sinai represents sort of, on the one hand, it's a mountain. On the other hand, it's a humble mountain. The very word Sinai actually is the same gematria as Anava with the Kolo, 131. So Har represents grandeur, represents godless, represents gaiva. Sinai represents humility, shiftless. And therefore, Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai, the Pasuk says in Parshas Behar, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Moshe being that balanced das. Again, das means balance. Chachma and Bina filtering into das. Moshe Rabbeinu was spoken to where? Behar Sinai. What does that mean, Behar Sinai? Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us, and he was being taught, that you have to know when to be a Har and when to be a Sinai. Shetzarecha Adam Likach Bechinas Moshe Bechinas Das. Use your common sense, use your das, use your clear knowledge and understanding to understand there's a time and a place to be a Har and there's a time and a place to be a Sinai. You need to know how to balance yourself out against the Yetzahara. Sometimes Bechinas Sinai. Sometimes you have to act with humility. Why? Because the Yetzahara comes to a person and tries to make him into a Baal Gaival. Lagis Daito Shal Adam Bechinas Har tries to make him into a haughty person. So the response is Sinai. Humble yourself. Ulefamim Oses Atzmo Kietzer Tov Lashpilo Beshiflus. And sometimes the Yetzahara comes disguised as the Yetzer Tov, and tries to teach you that, no, you should be more humble, you should be more humble, to the point that you lose all your self-confidence. And that also stops you from serving Hashem. B'chdei limnoa somei avodas Hashem yisbarach. Not to believe in yourself. So when you fall into that, then you need to what? That's called Sinai. So then you need to use Har. You need to build yourself up a little bit. You need to fight back. V'eitzel l'neged midah zos, when you become too much Sinai, the response to this midah of shiflus is to say these three words. Hallo Yehudi ani. But I'm a Yid. There's 8 billion people in the world. And I'm on Team Judaism. And I learned Torah. And I put on tefillin today. And I made a bracha. And I did this. And I gave tzedakah. And I davened. Right? I'm a Jew. I'm the greatest. So if I feel too low, I have to use Har to build myself up. If I feel too high, I have to use Sinai to bring myself down. I told you, the Baal Shem Tov used this to explain Paraduma. Paraduma, which has this inverse property. If you're tameh, it makes you tar. If you're tar, it makes you tameh. He said, Paraduma is a lashon of also para, to like pruervu, right? To expand oneself. So if you're tahor, it makes you tameh. If you're doing good, but you start to become para, you start to be full of yourself, it makes you tameh. It ruins you. Your gaiva ruins you. But if you're tameh, if you feel like a low life, you feel like a low person, right? And you don't have confidence in yourself, then para takes a tameh person and makes him tar, gives him the self-confidence. So therefore, a Jew has to balance these two things. And that's, again, that's the beauty of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu understood how to balance these things so perfectly. How to, on the one hand, see himself really as lower than everyone else, and hence selected to be the teacher of Israel, the one to bring the Torah to the world. And at the same time, to be Moshe Rabbeinu. To be the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let's go on to the next Mishnah. Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Yishayi Knesset HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik was the remnant of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. And he said, Al Shlosha Dvar Ma'olam Omeid, the world stands on three things. Al HaTorah, Val Avoda, Val Gemilas Chasad. Okay, Chevra, another teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, which is critical in Avodas Hashem. The world stands on Torah. A Jew has to... People sometimes think that the Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus is not serious about Limud Torah. It's the farthest thing from the truth. It's mamish the farthest thing from the truth. The Baal Shem Tov didn't sit around all day telling stories and meditating in the forest. The Baal Shem Tov learned Torah in a classic sense. He studied the Torah. He studied Chumash. He studied Gemara. He studied Shas and Paiskim. He studied Halacha. Right? The world needs Torah. The world needs Torah. The Baal Shem Tov came to give Klal Yisrael a certain focus on how to learn Torah. And how to study the sugya called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not to use Torah for intellectual gymnastics. But the Baal Shem Tov understood in the clearest way that Torah is absolutely critical. And the world stands on Torah. The world needs Torah study in the simplest sense. Limud Torah. What happened at Har Sinai, Chevra? Everyone knows the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a mountain over our head and forced us to accept the Torah. Shabbos daf peches, kofa aleim ahar kigigis. What's Tosos' question? Shabbos daf peches, amar aleph. No, what's the famous question of Tosfos? Why did Hashem have to force us into accepting the Torah? Klal Yisrael already said, Nasa v'nishma. What's Tosfos' answer? Anyone remember? Why did Hashem force us into the Torah if we already said Nasa v'nishma? I don't have a thought. If you don't remember Tosfos' answer? No, Benji, let's hear it. See if we can get you unmuted.
It was to the benefit of Klal Yisrael that they would have an excuse.
Well, the Gemara says because we were forced into it, Mikan Muda'a Rabba La Raisa. Right? The Gemara says until we reaccepted the Torah lovingly on Purim, Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. Because we were forced into it, we could excuse ourselves if we were bad Jews. We'd say, I never signed up for this. You forced me into it. Right? But the truth is we did accept it. We said Nasa v'nishma. So that's Tosfos' question. So what's the kafalein harkei gigas if we already said we want it? So Tosfos says that we wanted it until we showed up at Har Sinai. We thought, yeah, this is going to be great. We show up at Har Sinai. And all of a sudden, at Har Sinai, we're totally overwhelmed. The thunder, the lightning, the shofros. We're panicked and we tried to run away. At that point, we wanted to run away from our Sinai. We were too afraid. We were too overwhelmed. So Tosfos says it was at that moment that Hashem says you're not going anywhere, and he forced us to accept the Torah. That's Tosfos' answer. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach says a different answer. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach says we only signed up with Nasa v'Nishma for Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is easy. How big is the Chumash? Not so big. 5,845 psukim. Not so big. A lot of stories. Not so intimidating. But then we showed up at our Sinai and Hashem said there's a Torah Shebaal Peh. There's 2,711 pages of Gemara that come along with it. And it was at that point the Jews said, whoa, we never signed up for that. Hashem puts a mountain overhead and forces us to accept Torah Shebaal Peh. But however, the Baal Shem Tov gave us an answer which is so important for those rainy days. Sometimes it's raining outside, sometimes it's raining inside, you know what I mean? When you're feeling dark and depressed and down and like not in the mood to get up for Shachas, remember this Baal Shem Tov. Why did Hashem put a mountain over our head at our Sinai? Shamati mipi moiriza. I heard, again, this is Rav Yaakov Yosef, the Ben Poyras Yosef. He wrote, again, the first Chassidus HaSefer ever published was the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. A Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov 249 times. Okay, but the Toldos Yaakov Yosef wrote other svarim. We've seen a few of them tonight. One of them is called Safnas Paneach. One of them is called Ben Poras Yosef. He wrote other svarim as well. So in the Ben Poras Yosef, he says, Shemati mi pi moiri zatzal. I heard from my Rebbe. That means the Baal Shem Tov. Lakach kofa kadosh baruch hu Yisrael har kegigis. You know why Hashem held a mountain over our heads? L'lamed shega mi she'eno choshlik l'tor v'avodas Hashem. Because you might think that when I'm feeling it and I'm really into the learning, then it's kedai to learn. But when I'm not feeling it, it's not kedai. Or, you know, it's too hard today. Chevra the Baal Shem Tov says sometimes you gotta what? You gotta put that pressure on yourself and say, I don't care if you're in the mood. It's an achrayas. There's an expectation to learn Torah. We said Nasa v'nishma. Baal Shem Tov loved that. Baal Shem Tov said, beautiful, Nasa v'nishma, you're inspired, beautiful. I hope that you wake up every morning wanting to learn Torah. I give you a bracha. You should jump out of bed with enthusiasm for Torah. But the Halakha of Baal Shem Tov said, and what about on those days when you're not feeling it? So what, you take the day off? Oh, I'm not into it today, so I'm not going to learn. What are you talking about? You need Nasa v'nishma. You need to, halavai, you should be so excited every day. But you also need a sense of responsibility, a deep sense of achrayas. That even when you're not into it, you don't have any cheshek for Torah or Avodas Hashem. Eino ben chorin li batel. You're not exempted from learning Torah on those days. Rak yasa ba kocho. Like Hashem put a gun to our head at our Sinai and said, take my Torah or else. You got to force yourself sometimes. Because you know you need Torah. Torah is life itself. You can't live without it. So force yourself to do it. And make yourself like one who's being forced against his will to do something. And this is a very important derech for those days where were experiencing katnus hamoichin, small-mindedness, lack of desire, lack of drive, lack of inspiration. A Jew has to say, I have an achrayas to learn Torah. It's not just about my enjoyment. It's a responsibility to myself and the world. Shel yibatol tamid me'esek limudov avodas Hashem yisbarach gam she'eno choshek. The Baal Shem Tov said, I'm happy that you're inspired. Nasa v'nishma, beautiful. But sometimes it wears off. And on those days too, you also need to be makabel Torah. To be kol makom asa ma'isa. On those days, even when you serve Hashem and it's cold, even though we think, oh, the Baal Shem Tov was on fire for Hashem. He was. But the Baal Shem Tov said there's going to be cold days also. And on those days, you also have to put on your tefillin. And you also have to open your siddur. And you also have to open your gemara. And it's going to hurt. And it's not going to feel geschmack. But you got to do what you got to do. That's the Kaf Aleihem Har Kigigis. It's a very, very important technique in Avodas Hashem. Something to be always mindful of. Twice in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, we encounter the phrase, Asei Lecha Rav. Make for yourself a rabbi. Yeshua ben Prachya says it in Mishnah Vav. Asei Lecha Rav, Kenei Lecha Chaver, Veveidanes Kol Adam Lekaf Schos. And Rabbi Gamliel, a little bit later, Mishnah Tazayin says, Asei Lecha Rav, V'istalik Min Asafik. Make for yourself a rebbe, and distance yourself from doubts. Va'al tarbe la'aser omados, and don't give your meiser by estimating. Learn to do things with precision. Have a rebbe. Don't end up in doubtful situations, and don't do things in an imprecise way. But let's talk about those words that appear twice in the parak. Asei lecha rav. Make for yourself a rav. Make for yourself a rebbe. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Shemati perish asei lecha rav. You know what asei lecha rav means? Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Asei lecha rav. Get yourself many. What does that mean, get yourself many? What does it mean, get yourself many? There are going to be times in your life when you're all alone. Why am I alone? I don't know. I'm stuck somewhere. I'm traveling. I'm trying to get somewhere. My plane has to land. I'm in the middle of nowhere. And I'm forced to daven a lonely marav all by myself. Says the Baal Shem Tov, why are you by yourself? Don't be by yourself. What do you mean? I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's not a Chabad for miles. There's no Jews for miles. Asei lecha rav. Make yourself part of what? Part of a tzibur. What tzibur? There's no tzibur. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Hischaber im harbe anoshim. Kamo im rav. Asei lecha rav. Make yourself with a lot of people. How do I do that? Ratzalomar, she'im mispalel biyachid machmas onso. If you're forced to daven biyachidus, yiskavein, think to yourself. It's such a beautiful idea. Chaver, I hope you never have to do this. I hope you never have a job that sends you on a business trip where you're spending a lonely night in some hotel, traveling for business, davening marav by yourself, and eating your little kosher sandwich that you packed along. I hope you never have that experience. It's not good for the soul. But if it happens that you're all alone, think about the fact that there are other people, there are other Yidden in the world who are also all alone. It's a good vart, you know, for a year ago. You know, Baruch Hashem, people are getting back together. But there's lonely times. There's times where you're forced to daven biyachidus. You're forced to be alone. Yiskaven ki yesh harbe ovrei drachim shemis palim biyachid. So you're all alone on your business trip, sitting in some hotel, you know, davening ma'arav all by yourself. But there's another Yid somewhere else in the world, somewhere out there. You don't know who he is. He doesn't know who you are. But he's also all alone. So attach yourself. Nishmas Yisrael, attach yourself to that person. Or think about the machzike hekfarim. Think about those people who are what? Who are living again in small little villages. Who don't have a minion ever. Attach yourself to them. Tischabri imahem. See yourself as part of that tzibur of yechidim. Beautiful idea. V'zesh amru kenei lecha chaver. And that's what it means, acquire for yourself a friend. Right? Picture that person and make him your friend. You don't have to talk to him. You don't have to know who he is. You don't have to know where he is. But know that there's somewhere out there who can feel with you, you know, who's going through a similar experience to you. Attach yourself to that. It's a beautiful idea. I get such a chizik from this idea. Picture someone who you don't know. He doesn't know you. You don't know him. You may never meet, but he's going through a similar experience. He feels all alone in the world. You feel all alone in the world. And a little empathy for one another. Try to connect on the level of soul. Kanei lover. Make him a friend. Be mitchaber to him. And in this way, you judge everyone favorably. Like the end of the Mishnah. Asei lecha rav. Kenelach Chaver, Vidanis Kola Adam Lakafskus. Why? Shall Yideh Hachibur Nasa Hayachidim? Because if you're connected to me and I'm connected to you, and Jews all over the place are trying to mentally, emotionally, spiritually connect to one another, albeit in this distant way, so they become a tzibur of yechidim. V'tfilas rabim, and then it's like what? Then it's like davening with a tzibur. And as the pasuk says in Iyov, kel kabir, even though God is so powerful, lo yim'as, but he does not despise the poor. He does not despise the lonely. Hashem has rachmanis. And the Gemara says that's particularly true when people daven b'tzibur. Hashem never rejects the tzibur. So if you're a yachid, become part of the tzibur of yechidim. And you know what happens? That makes the tefillos of everyone go up. And that's called dan lekaf schus. That's literally bringing merit to another person. Uvizem mamish dano sam lekaf schus. You're helping another Jew to have success. Instead of you being a lonely person and him being a lonely person, together you go, tefillos go up together to Hashem. And you're both more successful. V'hu hadin ba'ose tshuva. The same thing is true for tshuva. Yischaber im rabin ba'ofen hanizker le'al. Tshuva on the one hand is the most private of processes. It's so private. I have my averas, you have your averas, and we can't really even talk about them. It's too personal, it's too private. But as I do my private tshuva, I try to think of the fact that someone else is doing his private tshuva. And therefore, on the one hand, when we stand together in shul, let's say on Yom Kippur, everyone's, you know, by Ne'ilah, everyone's under their own talis, so to speak, either physically or metaphorically. Everyone's kind of in their own little space, right? But we're also together. So to be able to bridge the world of Yachid and Tzibur, to be able to say, just because I'm a Yachid doesn't mean I can't be connected to a Tzibur of Yechidim, and to be Machazik those people and to draw Chizik from those people. And the Baal Shem Tov said, Yish Machachim V'Yosif Lekach. A person who's wise can find other ways to apply this to their life, to find ways to be connected when it's hard to be connected. It's a beautiful idea, such a beautiful idea, to become part of that tzibur of yechidim. All right, and one final vart. We saw the vart already on shtika. One final thought. Mishnah at the end of the parak. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer al shlosha dvar ma'olam omid. The world stands on three things: al adin v'al emes v'al shalom. Shenemar emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sharech. So the Baal Shem Tov, once again, taught us an insight in humility. Tremendous insight into humility. The world stands on emes. The Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, emes me'eretz titzmach. Emes sprouts from the ground. Emes me'eretz titzmach. Emes sprouts from the ground. So the Baal Shem Tov explained, mishuhu bebechinas eretz v'nafsho ka'afer lakol. A person who's on the ground, a person who humbles himself, a person who makes himself like dirt to everyone else, to make oneself like afar, to not take up too much space, a person who plants himself, so to speak, in the ground, is a person who's going to grow. And what's going to grow specifically with humility? Emes. Emes grows from humility. If you're honest, if you're humble, then it'll be that much easier to be an honest person, someone who's self-aware, someone who's able to make good choices in life by being honest with oneself and honest with those around you. But the Baal Shem Tov said the following. Emes sprouts from the ground. So the Baal Shem Tov said in Yiddish, B'lashon Ashkenaz, HaPasuk Omer Emes Me'eretz Titzmach. The Baal Shem Tov said, David HaMelech said, truth sprouts from the ground, which means that truth is on the ground. So the Baal Shem Tov said, I don't understand. I don't speak such good Yiddish, but let's try. Varm haibtis kainer nit oif. Nobody lifts it up. Right? I don't know how to pronounce it right, but I know what it means. That nobody, right? If truth is lying on the ground, so why don't people pick it up? Kasher einenu roos im roa adam eza davar chashuv. Right? We see all the time that if a person sees something worthwhile lying on the floor, as I am miyad magbio, so he picks it up. So if truth is lying on the ground, why don't people pick it up? I remember I was walking one time, and all of a sudden, I found a $20 bill on the floor. And I remember I quickly bent down and scooped it up. It looked like it had been there for some time. It was unclear who the owner was. It was a big find. I was very excited. I remember I was a younger person. I remember being so excited to find the $20 bill. I quickly bent down. You see something valuable on the ground, you pick it up. MS is on the ground. Why don't people pick it up? So the Baal Shem Tov said, Oz vil zich ober kenner nit ein beigen, because no one wants to bend down. In other words, it takes humility to pick up truth. And people are often too proud to bend down. Everyone knows that truth is value. You ask someone, is truth a great value? Of course, truth? Truth. What's greater than truth? Hashem is MS. The Torah is MS. But sometimes in our own gaiva, we're not willing. Emes me'eret tizmach. If it's lying on the ground, why doesn't anyone? Why aren't more people living an emistic life? Because it takes humility. Because if something's lying on the ground, you have to be prepared to bend down. And too many people are too proud of themselves. They carry themselves too tall. They're not willing to lower themselves to pick up that truth. And they lose out because of that. So dafka, a person who's willing to lower himself to the ground, is a person who's going to live an emistic life. And that was something the Baal Shem Tov came in a significant way to try to break. He felt that there was too much gaiva in Avodas Hashem, that people were too full of themselves. And that lack of humility was causing a lack of an emistic Avodas Hashem. To the degree that a person humbles himself, he's willing to bend down, he's able to find that treasure on the ground, the treasure of emes. Okay? Which is, again, synonymous with Hashem and His Torah. All right? So a lot of nice teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. Again, number one, why was Moshe Rabbeinu selected for Har Sinai if he wasn't prepared to be selected to save the Jews from Mitzrayim? He thought he was selected because he was the lowest Jew, and he thought his Yiras Shemayim was nothing special. And then we learned how Moshe Rabbeinu had really all 50 levels of wisdom, but level 50 is the realization that when you get to 50, you start over and you strive to go back to level 1 in a new cycle, just like Yovel counts both as the last year and as the first year, right? And then we learned about using Har and Sinai. When you're feeling haughty, use Sinai to lower yourself. When you're feeling too humble or too lowly, use Har to pick yourself up. And then we learned about the importance of pushing yourself on those days where you're not feeling it. Kafaleim Har Kegigas, even when you don't have a Cheshek, it's a responsibility to learn Torah. And then we learned about attaching yourselves to Yechidim, right? Being part of that Tzibur of Yechidim, to be Mechazik yourself and to give Chizik to others. And we learned that even when you have something meaningful to say, when you're quiet, you're able to have greater dveikas to Hashem as you listen to an idea and try to live that idea. And lastly, we should be zoicha to have the humility to bend down to the ground in pursuit of truth. All right? Some good teachings from the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. Yes, Ami, what would you like to say?
I can't find it out, but there's, we're going a little different group, but Shishu says you feel like, you know, you feel like you're in later Mishnah, but you're on the floor. Like he says, eat bread on the floor. So he says, you still have Torah, you still learn, even on that day you feel like you can't.
Very good. Even when you're on the ground, the Torah is with you. That's good. That's very good. Okay, Shkach. Dan, do you have your hand up? Right. I can't see. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were raising your hand or just doing a little stretch. Okay, all right, yeah, sure.